greater power. Peter the Diva powering through the airways. This is JoJo Mack representing.
Greetings upon greetings, blessing upon blessings. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, your knowledge station with your host, Peter the Diva. How are you guys doing today? Yo, today I'm here to talk about, yo, the ladies that everybody seems to forget about, our women veterans. Today I will be covering a bunch of information that I feel is very important. Let me tell you a little bit about this. I myself is a veteran. I am Staff Sergeant, retired Peter Gay Jones. I served in both the Navy and the Army. I myself suffer from mental illness. I suffer from PTSD, anxiety, and major depressive disorder. I know that's a bit personal, right? I know that's a bit personal. But if this is a topic that touches your heart, your soul, and your mind, give me a call at 661-467-2407. Click 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, the number is 661-467-2407. Yo, if you want to talk to me, drop the line. We're going to cover general issues in women's mental health, unique characteristics of women veterans. Most significant mental health problems are for women veterans, health-related behaviors, the interaction between mental health and physical health. I'm going to be covering gender-specific health concerns for women vets and the implication and recommendations of intervention. Did you guys know that there's a higher rate of depressive disorders, anxiety, and general psychological distress for women? Higher rates of substance abuse compared to men? Because, you know, women are emotional creatures, right? You know, it's just hard for us to sometimes keep it together. So once we start drinking, it's really hard, right? It is very consistent across the cultures and countries. Okay, we have a problem with depression, PTSD, other anxiety disorders, bipolar disorders, and some personality disorders. Okay, guys? Comparing to women in the military and those outside of the military, the women in the military struggle more with mental health than our non-veteran women, okay? People seem to forget that women serve. They seem to forget that we're just as out there as our male counterparts, okay? Mental health disorders in women veterans are associated with lower health perceptions, more medical diagnosis, increased pain, poorer psychological functioning, lower perceived functioning, lower perceived quality of life, higher level of high-risk behaviors, greater utilization of medical and other services, right? When they say higher level of health risk behaviors, you find that women struggle, have a more significant chance of getting STDs, which are sexually transmitted disease or infections, urinary tract infections, pelvic or genital pain condition, sexual dysfunction, and other reproductive health problems. I'm going to share something personal with you guys, right? I had my daughter. 3 months later, I deployed to Afghanistan and was going up the steps one day, and I found myself in pain. And I'm like, what's this pain? Especially when I did a whole physical before I deployed, right? So here I am in Bagram, Afghanistan, new mother, but is away from her newborn, only to have to have emergency surgery. Well, what happened was when they did my MRIs, they found that I had an ovarian cyst on my right ovary. It was about 4 centimeters large, so they had to go and take it out. While they were in there, my appendix was about to rupture. So what happened? They had to take out the appendix. So now I'm left with one female reproductive organ, right? I only have one ovary. Ever since then, on my left ovary, I've had ovarian cysts. Nobody can figure out what caused it or whatever. But do know that we are around a lot of burn pits. We are around a lot of chemicals. We are in the motor pool. And our bodies don't like foreign things, right? Our bodies just have a hard way of keeping out the bad. So here I am now, 36 years old, with one ovary, not even a good ovary. And nobody could tell me what happened. So due to my surgery, I have so much scar tissue buildup in my stomach that the abdominal area is just extremely weak, right? So that's just to give you guys a big hint of what the problem is, okay? Again, if you want to give me a call me at 661-467-2407. This is Apita the Diva, and you're on the Caribbean Radio Show. We're talking about women, mental health, and reproductive health, just in general, women serving in the military. Okay. OEF, OIF, female veterans who use the VAH care, that is Veteran Health Administration care. We have 32% of women with pregnancy having mental health prescription, right? 21% of veterans without pregnancy having the mental health problem. We exceed the typical civilian rates. Veterans with pregnancy were 2% more likely to have a range of health problems, mental health problems. And you know why that is? Because not only do regular women get postpartum depression, can you imagine a female who have served, who have gone to a combat zone, having a baby? Can you imagine what that does for her mental health? That's why it's important that if you have a female spouse who is deployed, it's best to not stress them out. And it goes for our men too, but today we're not really talking about our male counterparts. We're talking about those women who serve this country. Women like me, women like my battle buddies, okay? Women like Staff Sergeant Peter Erica Butcher. Women like Master Sergeant retired Kathy Strong. Women like First Sergeant retired T. Hill, okay? These are women who have served 20 plus years in the military and who have to constantly fight for care. Now we're in a situation that coronavirus, right? And like I had a medical appointment scheduled months ago. And of course, nobody knew that this was going to happen, right? That corona was going to happen. But you know what happened? I had a phone call and my appointment was canceled. And you know, normally I would throw a fit, but I understood, right? So just to think of how many other females out there that appointments are being canceled, but fortunately that the VA tried to do telephonic or video conferencing appointments. My particular appointment, that wasn't available for me. So now I just have to wait till the coronavirus is gone and they can get me back scheduled. But just think, we're all stuck in a house and we're already struggling with mental health, only for us to what now? Have this extra thing to deal with, right? So check on our battle. Just know that a lot of people commit suicide. A lot of soldiers commit suicide. A lot of veterans commit suicide. And in a time like this, holidays, times when we're away from our family, times when we're just stuck in the house, because sometimes we don't mind isolation, but we prefer our own isolation than it's a mandatory isolation, right? Like I myself is going crazy because I don't know what to do with myself, okay? So I'm going to take this moment to drop a song for you, Alkaline, to Never Lose Hope, okay? And again, you're listening to Peter the Diva. Tune in if you want to give me a call, 661-467-2407. Hit one on your telephone keypad. Again, next up, Alkaline, Never Lose Hope.
DJ Frederica.
Keep on pressing, push forward, never let the wicked get you down. Gotta make a step.
certain alive. Open up your mind, analyze and realize. Say you've got the powers inside. Stand steady for the journey, cause we live it and we learn it. The victory sweet when you know the battle was the first one. Light a fire from corruption, make we burn it. Them can't stop where I feel.
Hey, hey, hey. The road rocky never says that way. Would have quit already if me that way. Youth in the last, dark times are the past. Never listen to them when them say you can't do it. Remind that it's good to be humble and it's good to be bold. Stay true to who you are because it's good to the soul. Them never really want to make it if choose to be told. But Jah Jah have a plan for you. Aye, aye, aye. Aye, aye. Aye, aye. Have a purpose in your life. Open up your eyes. Analyze and realize. You've got the powers inside. Stand steady on the journey. Can we live it and we learn it? The victory sweet when you know the battle was a furnace. What? Light a fire upon corruption, make we burn it. Them can't stop when I feel you. Them try to keep we down. One day we have a try. Not me, my work so hard, my come so far. Can't mess up that. Them throw we out in the jungle. Now we a lead the pack. Now go make them drown. We out and we no read the act. Wanna inspire my people so they understand. Encourage them to do the right and load the wrong. Looking at my early years, I was a loose cannon. Have to make a change, got to be a better one.
Aye, aye, aye. Aye, aye. Aye, aye, aye.
Have a purpose, you and I. Open up your eyes. Analyze and realize. Say you've got the powers inside. Stand steady on the journey. Can we live it, can we learn it? The victory sweet when you know the battle was a furnace one. Light a fire upon corruption, make we burn it. Them can't stop when you feel.
I am back. Again, if you want to give me a call at 661-467-2407. Hit 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, my number is 461-467-2407. And again, my topic today is women in the military and mental health. And I know the thing called stress, but can you imagine combat stress and women who are very emotional dealing with combat stress, okay? Women less likely to report direct combat exposure, but more likely to report handling human remains, okay? Stress of a minority status for women in the military, okay? Pre-military trauma, PTSD doesn't necessarily have to be combat related. You know, some people can be raped. Some people can just grow up in a bad environment. Okay. Parenting is a part of, you know, your mental health. You find that 40% of military parents have children under 5. Okay. Under 5. Military mothers are more likely to be single under 25 and lower. Okay. I'm a single parent. I'm raising a soon-to-be 12-year-old. My daughter's father served in the Marine Corps in the Army. Unfortunately, it just didn't work. You know why it didn't work too? PTSD. We came back. He was in Iraq. I was in Afghanistan. We came back from deployment, and we were just never the same, and we just could not function together, okay? So we got divorced. You find more military members get divorced. We have a lot of interpersonal violence, okay? Like, sometimes we can't help it, right? And a lot of our violence comes from our intimate partners. Women experience a higher rate of intimate partner violence than non-veteran women. Military women are more likely to be married to or partnered with another soldier, increasing the stress and the risk of intimate personal violence. Remember where I said I was married to another soldier? When I tell you it was rough, okay? up to 50% of primary care visits may be related to intimate partner violence, okay? We have a lot of domestic violence issues in the military, okay? A lot. And it's sad. And then what happens? Our children are impacted, okay? So we just have to be careful. We have to be mindful of what we do. Now, this topic is a close topic to me. Sexual trauma. Military sexual trauma, you know? Not only do we have to worry about people outside of the military raping and abusing us, we have to worry about our own battle buddies, our own soldiers, our own male soldiers, soldiers and leaders assaulting us, right? Military sexual trauma. Thank God that the VA has gotten better with dealing with issues like this. Like, I have MSC, military sexual trauma. I am seen by only women doctors. I see my doctor in the women's clinic at the VA because it's just better for me to deal with a female more so than a male. Women who enlist in the military have a higher rate of childhood victimization, as high as 50%. Early victimization increases the risk of subsequent victimization. Women are at a risk of sexual trauma during military service, and it's only 23% of us report it. I'm a part of a lot of women's groups on social media, and you find that a lot of them, these things happened to them 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and they're just starting to deal with it because behavioral health treatment on a whole was something that was frowned upon. So can you imagine going through something so traumatic that you weren't able to talk about it? You weren't comfortable with reporting it. Can you imagine? Sexual harassment? Let's not even talk about that, okay? Sexual harassment during military service is reported by majority of women veterans and may be a chronic stressor that increases the risk for other mental health conditions. And to pause a little bit, men get sexually harassed. Men get sexually assaulted by women and by other men. But it's uncomfortable to talk about, right? It's very uncomfortable to talk about. So just know that these things are happening in and out of the military, okay? And then due to our mental health not being right, what happens? Homelessness is a significant risk factor for the victimization among women veterans. We have a lot of women who have to live in shelter. We have a lot of women who just don't trust nobody, so they can't. Even though somebody may offer up a space for them to go live, they just can't go there because they just don't feel comfortable, right? And all these experiences are associated with poor health, right? Like, we just can't deal. It's just hard. It's just hard. It's just hard for us to deal, right? And just know that there's somebody around you that is struggling. It's just struggling. And it's becoming increasingly important to make sure that the issues facing female veterans are addressed properly. The services needed by female veterans upon returning home is not even keeping up with the amount of women that are serving. Because back in the day, we weren't really allowed to serve. And then, you know, the women corps happened, nurses. And now we have came such a long way now. You have women serving in combat MOSs. And they're breaking the barriers. But now we have to ask ourselves, is the VA ready? Is the VA ready to deal with the issues that are going to come about with our female veterans? Okay? Are they ready to handle the compensation benefits part and the healthcare part? Are they ready to deal with the women only issues, right? the women only problems. I don't know if they're ready. I don't know. I don't know. I will hope so, but that's just another stuff, another issue. But you know, whenever you're ready, just know it's not an easy road. As Buju Bantan said, yeah, it's just hard out here.
I make the corner when I'm making, and that's for already been to sing it. So, I've been here for sure. Don't worry. I'm in the bam, 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 bam. It's not an easy road. I'm in the city, glamour and the guitar, so them think I better rose. Me say, who feels it knows? Ooh, Lord, help me sustain these blows. I cry. It's not an easy road. I'm in the city, glamour and the guitar, so them think I better rose. Me say, who feels it knows?
Yo, we have to pull that up. Yo, it's not an easy road. Again, if you want me a call me at 661-467-2407. You are listening to Peter the Diva on the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio. Okay, we're talking about women veterans. Women veterans are being disregarded for years. Women veterans are not being taken seriously, and we have to do something about that. And if you're a male veteran, please help your sister battles out. Please help your female battles out. Tell them where they need to go. Stand up for them, okay? Because we are not getting the attention that we are supposed to, okay? We are not. And although the VA has expanded the medical services for women after Congress passed the Women's Veteran Health Care Improvement Act of 2009, there is still a lack of clinics and treatment options that are centered on women-focused healthcare. And this is one of the biggest issues facing female veterans. People don't take our insight seriously. People don't, like, it's crazy to me. It's crazy to me. And because of our issues, remember I talk about the homelessness, the anxiety, unemployment, disability, all of that. It's hurting us more than helping us because nobody seemed to care. Nobody seemed to care and to think that we can have PTSD and we can be depressed and we can have treatment problems. Like people see me and people say, Peter, oh, you love dance, so you know why Peter dance? Peter dance because it's an outlet for her. It makes me keep my mental health strong because there are days where I lock myself away in my house and I go in this dark place and people don't understand. And even now people see me smile And they don't know that behind this smile is someone that's hurting, someone that's in pain. Not only is my mental messed up, but my physical is messed up. I have to get injections in my knees. I got to get injections in my head. I got to, like, when I tell y'all, you swear I was a bionic woman, child, because the body is messed up. And remember, I'm 36, okay? I'm 36, and I can't do the things that I used to do anymore because life after the military is rough. It's rough, guys, and nobody is taking it seriously. Nobody, everybody just think it's all about the males, all about men, all about men. But they have come up with some interventions. I don't know if they're that great, but they're working on it, right? Primary care and mental health teams, including screening for mental health symptoms and trauma exposure. Easy access, less stigma. Remember I said back in the day we couldn't even talk about mental health, right? How dare you go to behavioral health? People in your squad, in your unit, in your platoon laugh at you when you go saying you're going to behavioral health. Now they're trying to break the stigma. Is it completely gone? No, it's not gone. But guess what? I guess a little improvement is better than nothing, right? They're integrating care, early intervention, and focus on behavioral health. Women clinics include breast care and GYN care. Remember the part where I mentioned my ovary gone? Can you imagine? And at this age, I was 24. Can you imagine losing your ovary at 24? But on a side note, just know if you lose a reproductive organ, you could claim a special compensation for that. And that would be another topic. I will try to give you guys information on the benefits that are out there for you that you may not know, because what you don't know, right? Unless somebody help you. So one of these days, I'm going to do a topic on veterans benefits, and this would benefit all veterans, even those serving and those who are getting ready to retire, so you know what's out there for you, okay? We have specialty mental health care, evidence-based treatments, recovery-based treatments, patient-centered care that address co-occurring mental disorders. You know, sometimes you have to find the right person for you. Talking about your feelings and your emotions with people is hard, and it's a trust thing, right? It's like the first time I went to go see one of my mental health care specialists, and she was like, hi, I'm such and such. I'm like, hey, and it's kind of like, I'm here for you. And I'm like, well, you make like oranges, and I like apples. So we'll see if I like you, because if we don't click, we don't click. And you have to be able to talk to people that you click with, right? So it's a matter of your spirit. Like, I believe in my spirit have to like you. My spirit have to mesh with you for me to trust you and for me to open up. But the more I deal with my issues is the more I'm open to talk about it, because somebody else out there may be experiencing horrible thoughts and feeling like they're alone. And remember I said Corona got us in the house, right? So we're feeling alone. And I'm grateful that I have friends and family that's there for me. Like just the other day, I did a whole WhatsApp virtual movie night with my girlfriends. And we drank wine and we watched a movie together. And it was a very good outlet for me. So you guys need to try that, okay? Just know that life throws us crap in our face, but we are stronger than we think, okay? We are stronger than we think, and it's never going to be easy, never going to be easy, but you are never alone. Let me give you some examples, okay? Examples of how this Women's Veteran Healthcare Act, okay? And remember, if you want to talk to me, give me a call, okay? You're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show, Pizza the Diva, 661-467-2407, okay? Because it is rough out here, guys. It is rough out here. And we just have to hold our heads up. We just have to be better, okay? And we are less likely to seek care, okay, in the male-oriented programs, okay? And an example of that is many VA medical centers lack gender-specific treatment options that are needed by women. While the VA is doing what it can to make changes, there are still many VA medical centers that don't have a gynecologist, okay, on staff. And we aren't able to go to VA facilities for prenatal care or to deliver our babies. So even though they're doing better, what hospital doesn't have GYN? What clinic don't have GYN? We can't even take care of our bodies. Like, we walking around here with ovarian cysts and cancer and all of this stuff, and it don't seem like they care. Like, I get it, the VA is like understaffed and it is terrible, and I don't know exactly how to fix it. And if you have a solution on how to fix it, like, please give me a call and let me know, 661-467-2407, because we need a solution, guys, okay? We need a solution, because what they're trying to do is not helping. And also, should I mention again, military sexual trauma? Okay, this is a huge obstacle, okay, for those that suffer from MST and don't seek treatment they need because they don't have an environment where they feel comfortable. Okay, I'm not going to go see a male gynecologist. I'm not going to go see a male therapist to talk about how some male took advantage of me. I am not comfortable talking about that. Now, granted, there's women out there who are comfortable. They just, like I said, their spirit might take that person. I had a psychiatrist. He was a male, but he was on the phone. He was on a computer. I used to have to go in this room and talk to him through a computer. And he was my medication guy. And I'm not afraid to say I have to take meds to go by my day-to-day. And I have to talk about my feelings so I can make it through the day. And there's nothing wrong with that. So if you're somebody who is seeing a psychiatrist and seeing a psychologist, just know that there's nothing wrong with doing that. Mental health is important. Nothing is wrong with seeking help if you need help, because you are no use to somebody else if your mental health is not good. Okay? Remember, I said you are no use to anyone if your mental health is not up to par. Okay? If your mental health is not up to par. Another example on how healthcare is a problem facing female veterans, including treatment of physical injuries. I know I said I'm going to talk about mental health, but like, I feel like physical injuries. Women lose limbs just as much as their male counterparts do while serving in the military. However, much of the medical care and the support of these injuries, including prosthetic devices, is designed based on the physical attributes of males. We have smaller body frames, but nobody think about that. I have a knee brace. When I tell you, even the smallest knee brace is not the business, okay? Even my smallest knee brace, either it's too tight or it's too big. Same thing with my back brace. Either it's too tight or it's too big, because they got small, medium, large. Them people that are bigger than a small, medium, large, can you imagine what it's like if they got to get these devices and they just don't fit? Can you imagine? Can you imagine getting a device that don't fit? Okay. 1.8 million women veterans of the U.S. Armed Forces, okay, this was in 2017 they reported this. We're in now 2020, so I'm sure those numbers went up, okay? While veterans of all genders experience the need for physical and mental health care upon separation from service, The need for mental health care for female veterans is especially significant. And we need long-term, okay, long-term care, because we deal with a lot of stuff. And remember I said I am not disregarding our male counterparts. We have female veterans out here that can't see out the eye and just can't get the care that they need. You know, you're deaf in an ear and you go get your hearing test done and the hearing doctor is telling you, you got perfectly fine hearing. But you know you're hearing ringing and stuff in your ear, right? You know you hear that. You ever been on an airplane and come off the airplane and your ear is stuffed up and then all of a sudden it's like in your ear. Like, I got this one good ear and this one bad ear and I got to switch my phone because some 1 minute my hearing go out and the next minute it's there. And they'll tell you ain't nothing wrong with you, but there's a thing called tinnitus, right? Tinnitus of the ear. And then the more medication you take is the worse your hearing is going to get, because it's not going to get better. Right? But at this stage, some of us don't require a hearing aid. But just know that ringing in your ears is not normal. And that's from shooting weapons, because they always assume only the men, you know, shoot. But we shoot too. And that double hearing protection that they supposedly say that would help you from losing your hearing was a lie, because a lot of us got hearing issues and we talk extra loud because we got to hear ourselves. You know, but it's gonna get better. And I tell y'all, I fought for this called Combat Related Service Compensation, CRSC, and these fools denied me for my PTSD, even though I have a large percentage in PTSD. And they denied me, so now I have to get a whole lawyer to fight my case, because I deserve this, right? I gave these people a great amount of time in my life, my young part of my life, and I got to fight you for what's mine? How is that even right? Why do we have to fight for what's ours, right? We shouldn't have to go through that. Like, we served, and I gave them over a decade of my time, right? And I had to drink some water, y'all. And they're going to tell me, oh, we need more evidence. So my orders ain't enough, my awards ain't enough, so now I got to go hunt down people who I served with years ago to do character statements to say that what I said happened. Note to self, sometimes we get out of the military and we don't really keep in contact with nobody, because sometimes we just want to put all of this behind us, especially if we've had bad experiences, right? We want to put it all behind us. And it took me a while to even get in a space, like I said, to talk about this, to talk about my military sexual trauma, to talk about my physical disabilities, to talk about my mental health. But I'm in an okay place. I wouldn't say it's a great place, but it's an okay place. And ladies and gentlemen, okay, we have a regular line for veterans in general, the Veterans Crisis Line, and you can reach them at 1-800-273-8255. And women veterans, we have a call center. You could reach them at 1-855-829-6636. Again, the number is 1-855-829-6636. And the number for the Veterans Crisis Line is 1-800-273-8255. If you feel like you feel down and out, give these people a call, because they're here to help us, okay? I'm going to give you guys a quick tune, because what? You're going to be okay.
You've got to just be strong, and it's a fight just to keep it together. I know you think that you are too far gone, hope is never lost. Hope is never lost. Hold on, don't let go. Heavy from those nights. But just remember that you are a fighter, a fighter. You never know just what tomorrow's hold. And you're stronger than you know. You're stronger than you know.
To Peter the Diva on CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show. Keep it locked.
Again, this is the Caribbean Radio Show, your knowledge station with your host with the mostest, Peter the Diva. Give me a call at 661-467-2407. Again, the number is 661-467-2407. And today I'm coming to you not only as the diva, but as a Staff Sergeant retired, Peter Gay Jones. And I'm here to talk about women veterans and our mental health and our care and PTSD. And I'm talking about those women who nobody seems to care about. I'm talking about those women who people seem to forget that we serve too. There are so many of us out there that are having issues and that they don't have specific care for us. A lot of us are struggling with fertility. And I find that the military don't want to talk about it. The VA don't want to talk about it. Society don't want to talk about it. Like, there are so many things that took place that could have made a woman infertile, like can't have babies, or it's just harder where they're going to need in vitro and all this other stuff. Okay, those burn pits we've used downrange as in Afghanistan, downrange as in Iraq, where we burn our garbage, those fumes that we inhale, where we eventually have upper respiratory problems, okay, where we end up having cancer. There's so many battle buddies that I lost. After they retire, they died from breast cancer. And you have to ask yourself, how is it that they went this whole time? Had a buddy of mine was told she was just fat. Okay, she was told she was fat. That's why she had the lump. She was fat. Okay, that's what they told her. Come to find out, she had breast cancer. Okay. She had breast cancer, and they told her she was overweight because they didn't want to hear her, okay? Nobody want to hear us. Nobody want to listen to our concerns with our body, right? We know what's wrong. It's like when I had a pain in my pelvic, and I'm like, oh, doctor, something is wrong. Something is wrong. And they're like, no, you're fine. You just had a baby. That's probably what it is. Everything is out of whack, and nobody want to look until I had to deploy. And come to find out, had a big ovary, a big ovarian cyst. It had teeth, hair. If that had ruptured, I could have been dead. Okay? I could have been dead. And I have no desire to have any more children based off this experience. Okay? I have no desire to do that. Okay? So, ladies, take care of yourself. Okay? I will be doing a topic on veterans.